A heavy, wet splashing sound broke the silence. Kate forced her head up, turning toward the noise. About 30 yards away, down a slight incline, the terrain dissolved into a wide, sluggish river. The water was a sickly, opaque yellow-gray, churning with thick foam. On the pebble-strewn bank stood a figure. It was a woman, her back turned, wrapped in layers of coarse, filthy linen that had long ago lost any original color, now stained a permanent, greasy black. The woman wore no shoes. Her cracked, dirt-caked feet were planted directly in the freezing shallows. The peasant woman was entirely focused on a massive physical exertion. Her spine bowed beneath the wet fabric as she used her shoulders and raw hands to violently shove the carcass of a massive dead pig into the current. The pig's bloated, pale underbelly rolled upward in the churning water, revealing horrifying fist-sized red ulcers and weeping necrotic sores across its flesh. The smell hit Kate then, a dense, physical wall of ammonia, rot, and stagnant water. Kate swallowed hard, fighting down a wave of nausea. She forced her stiff knees to straighten, staggering a few steps forward down the bank. "Hey," Kate rasped. Her throat felt lined with sandpaper. "Excuse me, can you—" The peasant woman's movements snapped to a halt. She whipped around with the terrified, hyper-aggressive speed of a cornered animal. Her face was a landscape of deep lines and sun-damaged, leathery skin. Upon seeing Kate specifically, the jarring, unnatural red of the synthetic jacket, the woman's eyes widened in sheer panic. She bared uneven, rotting teeth and unleashed a sudden, deafening scream. It was English, technically, but a guttural, jagged Middle English, dripping with a thick, impenetrable Yorkshire dialect that sounded more like stones grinding together than human speech. It was entirely incomprehensible, pure, vocal hostility. Without breaking her screaming, the woman dropped low, her raw fingers digging into the freezing mud of the riverbank. She ripped a jagged, ice-covered stone from the earth, reared her arm back, and hurled it directly at Kate. The stone cut through the air and slammed heavily into the toe of Kate's modern hiking boot, splattering, freezing, foul-smelling mud across her shins.